how do you go from The Way Life Goes to The Way Life Goes Deluxe? What was the decision making to make this a deluxe version?
That's something we talked about after the record was released, and it was very well received out of the box by the press and the fans, and we had talked about the idea of doing that, but I don't think we had any idea what we would have added to it, or it was just a thought. And at some point along the way with the record, there was a bit of business dealings at the corporate level who owned the label who released it. And the record fell into, slipped between the cracks and was actually removed from the shelves and from online. And it actually hasn't been available for about 2 years now.
Wow.
So during the course of that, while we were doing some lawyering and trying to get the masters back, we came back to the idea of the deluxe edition, and we went into the studio last year and recorded new bonus tracks, did the documentary, and just started working on the artwork with David, and decided to make it not only a deluxe edition of it, but, you know, it's putting the record back out on the shelves now that we've regained the masters back and all. So it's something that evolved, you know, from just an idea, and then there was actually an issue that caused us to have the record disappear for quite some time, actually. So
wow.
It's really serving two purposes, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and we're happy to have been able to get the masters back returned to us. It was a little bit of a battle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got them back, and we have a new home at Cleopatra Records, and we're glad to say that as of this past Friday, the record is on the shelves again. So,
which is awesome.
And it's with a lot of cool things added to it.
So how does it feel to be, I mean, you guys are getting ready to go back into the studio to start a new album. You've got like a whole new group with you. So what's it feeling like right now with all that stuff on the horizon?
It's cool. You know, it's been really a fun time to watch this grow from, and particularly the band, from when the record was first released and we first started touring it. We were playing very small clubs, and it's grown over the years. You know, even when the record went away, we continued touring because the popularity of the touring band and the live band has really grown out on the circuit. So now we've gone from where we could only get very small clubs and we were barely filling them in the beginning to where we're headlining festivals and fairs or being direct support to, you know, some big artists on some of these big festivals. And it's cool to have watched that grow that way. So it's been a little unconventional in the way we've approached things, but, you know, it's a different time.
Mm-hmm.
That we're in now than when I was releasing records with Cinderella. So I think given the circumstances with the record disappearing for a number of years and the fact that we were growing a new band out on the road, you know, it's all made sense each step of the way. So now we've got the record back on the shelves and there's new tracks on it that, you know, we're going to tour probably into next summer behind this release and promoting it. And then, as you mentioned, we're going to get into the studio finally at the end of next year is our goal to start working on a follow-up album or record to The Way Life Goes.
How has the last 2 years, like, kind of affected you as a person? Like, you were known for singing a certain way for quite some time, and now you've kind of reinvented yourself. Like, you still sound like Tom Kiefer, but you've got something else going on. Like, your voice kind of tells a story all itself. So how has it been the last 2 years, like, kind of rediscovering, like, this whole thing for you?
It's been, you know, renewing to release the record and be touring with a new band. It's an, you know, incredible group of people that we've been traveling with on the road, in terms of musicians and as people. So that, you know, that's really been a shot in the arm for me, you know, to be out with a whole new thing And like I said, watching it grow from like very small to sure. bigger. And, you know, in terms of the voice thing that you, I feel inspired musically. You know, there's a real chemistry with the band on stage. So it's made, I feel like it's made me a better musician and a better performer. That's something that, you know, is intangible sometimes, you know, a group mm-hmm. of people come together and you feel this thing. And I feel a chemistry musically with this band that I honestly don't think I've ever felt with any other band that I've been in. So that's, it inspires you, you know, and every night I want to, you know, perform better and sing better. So that's helped me to grow, I think, as a musician and a singer for sure.
Okay.
And you're right. My voice has evolved and a lot of it has been a result of working with a lot of vocal coaches because of the voice conditions and problems that I've had. But also in the last 4 or 5 years touring with this band, there's just an energy that I feel that kind of takes me to another level, I think.
Absolutely. And it's like, I don't
feeling something kind of spiritual with these people, you know, and having my wife Savannah be part of yeah. not only making the record, but being in the band. Mm-hmm. This band really feels like a family out there, and we really inspire each other. So
it's like I listened to all of your old stuff, all the Cinderella stuff, and I loved your voice, and I love the things that you guys did. But it's like you guys were really like a symbol of that time. And when I listened to this album, I remember when this album first came out, you know, a couple of years ago, I listened to the Flower song like 30 times in a row just because it was like super catchy and the sun was out and it made me feel good about myself. And then like Ask Me yesterday, I mean, you sound fantastic in that song, you know, and it's just like, it's a great story, you know, and it's like, I just feel like the same way you touched people in the 80s, you're touching them now, but in a completely different way. It's like, it shows your ability to have range, you know, and a lot of performers have that problem where they only connect to people in a certain place or a certain time. So I think this album shows that like your voice is basically timeless.
Well, thank you. It's been through a lot and there's a lot of miles on it and it has changed over the years and there's still that sound, but there's some new things about it. So, I mean, that's nice to hear because it's my voice has been through a lot.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
thank you.
Speaking of voices, that cover of Nobody's Fool with you and Lizzie Hale, that's a pretty impressive track. So how did it feel to put that together?
That was, you know, from day one, we did some shows back when the record was first released, and we ended up on a bill with Hailstorm for a couple of shows back the end of 2013, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we ended up on stage singing that song together live.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, you know, the chemistry, it just felt like magic from the very first time we sang it. The crowd went nuts the first night. They went nuts the second night. The social media's really kind of lit up everywhere. And people have been asking for a studio recording of it for, you know, ever since. And we've performed it many times live since then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the same reaction. So there's been lots of requests for a studio version. So that was when we decided to finally do the deluxe release, we didn't want to just put tracks that were leftovers from the original recordings, which a lot of times that's what ends up on a deluxe edition. Yeah. We wanted the new tracks to be something that felt like a part of the record or maybe came about as a result of touring behind the record or were inspired by the release of the record. So Nobody's Fool was certainly one of those because it came about on the tour trail promoting the record. So that was kind of a no-brainer, and you know, we picked that one. And the other really obvious one for us was With a Little Help from My Friends, which is, you know, we've been doing that since day one with this band, and it was the first creative collaboration that we did together, the touring band.
Yeah. Because
the touring band didn't play on the original record.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that we did together creatively, and we took that, you know, more or less the Joe Cocker version of the
yes.
song and
yes.
amped it up into like a more like on steroids hard rock version
yeah.
of it. And we've been doing that since the first night we've been a band.
Wow.
So that was the other obvious choice for us to pick. And both were recorded in the same session last year with Vance Powell here in Nashville. and Lizzie came in and the whole band was there, and that's part of the documentary. I don't know if they gave you the physical package.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
The documentary and the DVD. Have you seen that?
No, they haven't. They didn't give it to me.
Yeah, that's only available in the physical package, but there's a documentary where it's kind of fly on the wall look at us recording those tracks last year,
That's great.
One of my favorite parts of the deluxe package is that video of us all working together last year. So, you know, we cut the tracks in a couple of days, mostly live. Vance did a great job producing them, and it just felt great, you know, both tracks. It was great the day Lizzie was there. It was a great energy that day. And then when we were cutting help from my friends, same thing.
Awesome. Last question from me. How do you want this deluxe version to be remembered? How do you want people to look back on this album?
Well, like I said, it serves two purposes. It was something that we wanted to do anyway, but when we first thought about it, I don't even think we thought about what we would include because, you know, the record was still fairly new. And
mm-hmm.
then when the record disappeared due to the business dealing, shall we say, and when we got it back, we thought it'd be cool to, you know, follow through on that. And when we put it back up on the shelves to add some things that were, like I said, inspired by the original release. So really everything that's been added to this record has from the two songs that I just mentioned, and mm-hmm. I gave you the reasons why we felt that they were connected to this record.
Yeah.
To the video documentary that was filmed by Tammy Vega, who we met as a result of retouring for this record. And she's been a big part of our family and capturing us live and now in the studio. And also the artist that did the big repackaging and all the illustrations and all. We met him as a result of touring for the record. So it's kind of, I guess, to commemorate, you know,
sure.
A lot of the talented people that we met along the way and wanted to bring them into and make them part of the record, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Our life kind of grew and expanded as a result of this stuff. And we wanted to make that a part of the deluxe edition and really make it special. And we really spent the better part of last year between the recording and mixing and editing the documentary and doing the artwork and going through all that and the designs with David on that. You know, we put a lot of time into it. So, I hope everyone enjoys it. So far, the comments I've seen online, people seem pretty happy with it. So.